you want to change the world, then you have to change yourself. One of the best places in the Metro Detroit area to improve your life is Henry Ford Community College. Henry Ford Community College offers dozens of degree and certificate programs, plus the opportunity to network with your peers and potential employers. Taking classes at Henry Ford Community College gives you the freedom to take your own career path and opens up an infinite number of career possibilities. Additionally, day and evening classes allow you the flexibility of building a schedule tailored to your busy lifestyle. So change the world, change yourself at Henry Ford Community College. For more information on admittance and financial aid and class schedules, call the Henry Ford Community College toll-free number at 1-800-585-HFCC. Again, that's 1-800-585-HFCC.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I know more about cooking dinner for a party of 12 than about packing a lunch for a 12-year-old. I know kids like things like fish sticks. Filets, I get, but sticks? Maybe we can just compromise on mac and cheese. Can you make that with Brie?
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how are you?
WHFR Dearborn. Let me get that in there really quick.
Yeah, good, good.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah?
Yeah, the beauty of non-commercial independent college radio. We do this the sound check right on when we start the show.
We're cool like that. We got it.
No, I don't sound real clear in my ears. That's all.
Oh, you don't?
And I'm not showing much on the thing. Why don't you bump me a little bit? More? More? Should I keep talking?
You know... You know what?
That's all right. This is...
I'm running the board, okay?
All right, cool. This is HFCC's Campus Connection. I am Dennis, and I'm here with the lovely and talented Lindsay.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Hi. All right, you can go down. No, seriously, we have a really cool show. I am not showing at all.
I know, but you know what? You need to look over here.
Is that word showing? It's not showing there either.
Look, yes it is. Talk.
Okay, I'm talking. It's spiking when I really put something into it, but I think down there. Seriously, please. I love, there we go. And are you on the right mic? No, you're not doing the right. There it is. There it is. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, it's clear. I'm sorry. I need to hear me too. Anyway, okay, so right, here we go.
Then turn up that knob right there if you need to hear me. That'll control your headphones.
Oh.
Yeah. 845-9676 is the number to call. If you're having trouble hearing Dennis, why don't you give us a call and let us know?
Hit option one. It'll take you right in the studio. We are here at Campus Connection, HFCC's Campus Connection. Lindsay and I have been doing this now. Well, we were talking about it this morning.
Our anniversary is coming up.
Yeah, 2 years is coming up in, I think, October. I'll confirm that date because we'll have just a killer anniversary show. We're going to have live bands and jugglers and flamethrowers and clowns.
Total party of the airwaves.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be just ridiculous.
We'll be making waves.
Yes, we will. And the reality is that'll all take place pretty much in my head. But we will have probably a really good show, I'm thinking. Hopefully we'll get it right by then. And what we do here for people new to the HFCC's Campus Connection, we what do we call ourselves?
The ambassadors of the school.
Yeah. And I think that I don't know. I just like the way that sounds, whether it's even accurate or not. I have no idea. And what we do is we try to talk about things that are going on at Henry Ford Community College, but not only how they relate to students, faculty and staff, but also how they relate to people in the surrounding communities. And like any good show, we include things that are very inexpensive or hopefully free.
Free.
And there's a lot of that going on. So we will talk about those during the show. But today's show is kind of special because we have two wonderfully talented live guests coming in for the second half. And we've met one of them before, Mikhail, but we'll also have Laith. And they are both actors in the upcoming production, HFCC theater production, called Vital Signs. And we'll talk to them about that. And they'll be here around 1:20, 1:30. And we'll probably go the rest of the show with that. So in the meantime, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you having a good summer?
I am. It's almost over.
It is.
Our last show, I wasn't quite sure what day I started school. Remember this?
Yes, I do.
And I thought I went back after like Labor Day. Yeah, I was so off.
When do you go back?
August 31st.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Well, Henry Ford begins, I believe, August 25th.
25th or 26th.
Sound
yes.
about right? Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, a lot of the people that were gone for the summer will come back that week, which starts on the 22nd. So, yeah, that's when ours starts.
Okay.
But and I never understood that. There's a friend of mine in California, her high school daughter started school today or yesterday. It's kind of weird. I really have always felt like starting really after weird. Labor Day made the most sense because it gives people that are – I traveled when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Our family would go – we'd go out of town.
You know how much I travel all summer. I mean, it's ridiculous to have to get your family back and in class in school before Labor Day.
Especially when so many people are still doing things. And then when you know you're going to have that Labor Day long weekend, to me it always made sense to start school after that, at least K through 12.
Yeah.
College, I think it's a little different, you know? I mean, we're supposed to be a little grown up and a little more responsible.
We're supposed to be.
That was the operative word, yes. So, okay, speaking of everything, here's a beautiful segue. We do have, top of our list, we want to inform people that it's not too late to enroll in fall classes.
Yes, registration, you are still able to do this. And you can actually do it online if... That is only if you've already been registered at Henry Ford before in the past, right?
It's a really simple process. I've done a little bit of research on this. As soon as you're in the system and you have talked to a counselor, you can then register online.
Okay.
So really? And you have to talk to the counselor because they want to make sure that somebody may, you know, this is the path I want to take to go to a particular degree, and they may not be the best way to approach it. So a counselor will at least confirm or... confirm that you're doing the right thing or help you get in there the right way. Now, Lindsay and I have talked about this more than once, that it's not a bad idea to go to the department head. Let's say telecommunications is your thing. Was that your associates here?
Mm-hmm.
And one
of them.
Right, exactly. And it'll be one of mine. And we learned just tremendous, a wealth of information. Susan McGraw, who's the department head of telecommunications.
Yeah.
She will. She'll just tell you. And it's definitely, not that counselors don't know. It's just that you want to talk to somebody that knows everything about
that. What the counselors can help you with, you should talk to the department head, and they will tell you what's specific to your actual like degree. But go to the counselors and talk with them, because they will help you as far as your gen ed and financial aid. Because you can get cut off and really screw up your financial aid if you're taking the wrong amount of gen ed credits, or you're not...
That's a really good point.
And if you don't have your major declared or something, then you can't just take classes. You can't just randomly take
whatever
you want.
Not for financial aid purposes.
No, for financial, that's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah, if you're paying for all your classes yourself, go ahead and take whatever you want. But majority of people are getting some sort of financial aid.
Yeah, it seems that way now. And a lot of that has to do, obviously, with the economy. And, you know, thankfully, there is money for us to go back to school. You know, mm-hmm. that's been huge.
As of now, so take advantage of it.
And again, the semester starts in about 2 weeks, but there. So I'm not going to lie. Some classes that you're like, oh, I really want to take that, will probably be full.
Be full, yes.
I would imagine every Seacrest class is full.
Yeah.
If for no other reason than he took last winter off to go to the Middle East. And do you remember all that we were...
For those of the listeners that don't know who Seacrest is,
you think there's anybody... Okay, there might be three people. That
people might not. He's a good friend of Campus Connection.
He is.
We do like... Professor Seacrest a lot.
Yeah, Bill Seacrest, he's a wonderful man. He and his beautiful wife, Misty, went to the Middle East. They took kind of a sabbatical last winter term. I saw him since he's been back, and I would love to have him on our show.
Well, we have to. Yeah. We did a couple updates on their trip a little bit.
Oh, you're right. Yes,
we did.
So in the future, we will
Dennis
have...
Dennis doesn't listen to the show.
I do.
No,
whatever. But I think that we'll have at some point Chad Austin. We have to have him on probably our next show.
Oh, definitely.
And then...
See how the fall's going for him and... job placement. He is the job placement like director, I guess we could call is here at Henry Ford.
Job placement officer, director, whatever. And
2 years ago when he started, we had him on. Was it 2 years ago?
He had just started. And it was cool because I mean
we were all new.
He knows so much though.
Yeah.
You know, and he's such a pro. So yeah, and he's always implementing new programs, so we'll want to have that. So but instead of talking about other shows, I apologize. I kind of got ahead of myself. we do have, it's still a great opportunity, but I wouldn't wait. I know 2 weeks till school starts, I wouldn't wait any longer. So if you're thinking about going to
Bottom line is, though, it's not too late. You can still register. Right. And then you'll be in the swing of things and you'll be able to register early for winter classes.
And it is, there's no better feeling than being in your, I don't know, sweatpants, pajamas, or whatever, and registering for classes on your home computer. Mm-hmm. It makes it so easy.
Because you know, I didn't know where you're going there. Sweatpants, pajamas, sitting in class is what I thought you were going to say. Because you know, I love coming to school.
Because that's pajamas. The style now. Anyway. Yeah. Not the ones with the barn door and back, though. The footies. No, but seriously, when you're working on this stuff at home and you're thinking about that, the poor souls that are in line, you know, like this, and they had to take a number, it's a really good feeling knowing that you're on the fast track. So get here, just get it done. Once it's done, you can do everything from home, right?
Easy, simple, great, wonderful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That internet, the World Wide Web is amazing.
The intra-web. What do you got there?
HFCC revitalizes interior design programs. So one of the many programs, there's over 100 different programs offered here at Henry Ford.
Nice.
Over
100.
100. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah, because we talked about that on our last show.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you were listening, you would have known.
Whatever.
Anyway, we do have over 100 programs here. And one of them that I wasn't really aware of is this interior design program.
No, and it's kind of, there's something, a new aspect to it, because I do remember we talked about this roughly a year ago when they were talking about, I think what it was is when they're implementing this program, they had some funding from outside sources at that point. And we were talking about the program and they were initiating it.
Was that the National Kitchen and Bath Association?
It was, yes. Oh. Do you remember that, bringing that up on the air and we just kind of giggled?
See, I do listen to the show, but I have a really bad memory. So you said a year ago, Dennis.
Yeah, I have a great memory, but I don't listen to the show. So, okay, wow. Yeah.
We're such a good pair.
We're your hosts.
We are Lindsay the hosts of the Campus Connection.
There you go.
But we're connected. We're all right.
Yeah.
All right. The National Kitchen and Bath Association. I do have a vague memory of talking about that because I thought, doesn't a bath association just sound delicious?
It just sounds.
Like, I was going to say delicious. It does sound delicious.
Yeah, bath sounds
No, the kitchen. The Kitchen Association is cool, but the Bath Association is relaxing.
Right.
That's what I said.
That's what you said. Okay. Moving on.
Moving on.
And
exactly.
By the way, the feelings, the opinions expressed in this show aren't necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College, and there's a really, really, really good possibility that they're just Lindsay's. So go ahead, please.
Thanks, Dennis.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So yeah, the interior design program is just one of the many programs offered here, and if you are wanting to register for classes and try out something new, check out our interior design program. One of the cool things about the program, one of the requirements is that students that are participating in this program have to take part in a kitchen and bath design competition per year, one competition per year.
Okay.
And design a kitchen and a bathroom.
I know.
And like, isn't
that
neat?
Does that sound a little overwhelming to you? Like, it intimidates me.
It intimidates me, but it's kind of cool, I think.
I think I would try to do things like really, I would try to like buck the norm a little bit.
I think it would be a little bit of a tease because I'd design like the awesomest, most best kitchen in the world. And then I'd be like, it's not mine. But I don't get to keep it.
Or that's a, wow, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
I think that would, yeah, you'd look
it would
at
torment
it a little,
me.
You would look at it a little differently. At the same time, I mean, winning the award would be neat. You're excelling in your chosen field, that'd be great. But you're right. I think that would be a little bit of a tease.
It would be a tease. If you won the award, then it should be like, hey, you won, and now we're going to install it in your dream house that we're going to give you because you won.
Because you won. That's the prize.
Yeah.
Or you just get the kitchen. You don't get a house. The other thing I was thinking about in relative to that is that it has to be functional as well as aesthetically pleasing. So you want a kitchen.
It does have to work, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Functional meaning that
right,
it needs
but
to
I
be.
Mean, and I think that was a part of that's part of the criteria.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I mean, do I want to put my paper towel roll on the ceiling?
Yeah,
no, of course not.
No,
I mean, as cool as that would look, and
has to be workable.
I know you're looking at me like, duh, but I guess I'm just stating that because that's a tricky balance, right?
Well, if you
there.
Think design, some people, yeah, they think, oh, I'm going to do this really cool thing and make a triangle-shaped sink and do something bizarre and crazy, but no, it actually does need to be functional and not just a really cool-looking kitchen. It needs to be, actually. And that's what these students are. I mean, that's what the program trains them for, is to think like that and to do
There's probably a lot more into this than we think.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're learning about materials. Not only construction and building things, but the actual materials themselves and what's more appropriate for things than others.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
It's a pretty cool program, I think, and I was really surprised that Henry Ford offers an interior design program.
I love it.
I mean, that's really neat. That's really cool. I wonder, is that in the technology building, you think, these classes?
No, fine arts.
Is it fine arts?
I believe upstairs, fine arts.
Okay.
Because I took
drafting class or something?
I took believe it or not, it was audio production. For whatever reason, we were up there. It was a spring class, and we were up there. And I know that they were renovating it for the interior design class that was starting last fall.
How fun.
Yeah. So, and it was in that. So, it's upstairs, fine arts. And it really looks cool. Because it is. It's like you said, draft. It's got like the angled desks, like a drafting table. Pretty neat stuff. But you are doing a lot of that. I'm sure that when you're planning this thing, you're putting, okay, this is where my window is going to go, and this is where, you know.
Yeah.
Or if you're dealing with something that is an existing room and you're just doing the interior design, you want to work with what's already there, you still have to mark where it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. All right. So we have another good reason to come, great reason to come to Henry Ford Community College. And I'd be curious to see what other colleges, area two-year schools have the similar program.
Very much. And now on to another wonderful thing about the school, which many people do not realize. Okay. We have like really good sports teams.
That is one of our, and I don't want to call it a best kept secret.
See, I was just going to say
but
that.
But it shouldn't be a secret is what your point, right?
Not at all, yeah.
And we're here to make it known.
Exactly.
And you're headed somewhere with the tryouts?
The tryouts. Well, actually, there's already been 14 young men who just recently graduated high school.
Okay.
From all over Metro Detroit area. We got Livonia, Taylor, Detroit.
In fact, there's nobody
Southfield.
On that list from Dearborn.
No one from Dearborn, though. I was kind of surprised by that. But, oh well, maybe the Dearborn guys just haven't tried out yet, and they're going to be at tryouts coming up at the end of the month.
I think that's it. I think that they maybe signed those people because there was a chance that they would go elsewhere.
Yeah. There have been 14 young men who just now got signed on to the 2012 baseball season. And in order to be on the baseball team here at Henry Ford, you have to have a solid 3.0 GPA.
No kidding.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. And these guys are coming out of high school with a solid 3.0 or better.
That's important.
That's really, you know, they're smart guys that play ball.
Well, here's
That's
the,
awesome.
Well, the thing about it is, I mean, I think that everybody realizes that going from here on to something bigger and better, pro baseball or whatever, one out of a huge number make it. So it's not, your chances are,
right.
No, I mean, that's no reason not to pursue the dream. I don't mean that in any way. At the same time, it's kind of smart to get your education.
You need your academics to be,
yeah. Because the chances are, I mean, you have to have a backup plan in a case like that.
Well, and I love that most schools don't let you be on, I mean, if you're just a talented ball player, you still need to be academically,
absolutely.
Succeeding.
But 3.0 is a little higher than I expected.
Yeah.
You too?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. I was, you know.
So they signed 14 guys, but those guys still have to, they still need more. That's not the team. And there are actually tryouts coming up.
Tryouts are coming up Wednesday, August 31st. And they're going on until Friday, September 2nd. So that's, what, like 3 days of tryouts?
Right. I had a class with one of the pitchers from the team from last year. His name is Max. Just a great, great kid.
Max? I never knew a guy named Max. I'm sorry. This is so off subject. I love the name Max, and I've never met a Max.
Well, like, then see. Ooh, something shiny.
I'm sorry.
And see. I got to put my keys away.
That is so random.
You think?
I'm sorry.
Could you do that a little
Max?
More?
Max?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool. And he was our pitcher. And
he was one of our pitchers.
Okay. Well.
And he was just a great kid. He was an artist as well. He was in a couple of my classes. And he lived in Milford, still does, and he commuted
all the way here
to play baseball. They signed him. Yeah, he was one of the people they signed. Yeah, he was good too. I think he hurt his arm. I don't know if he's coming back. They had kind of I would call this okay. Last year they had a full season. The year before, from my understanding, the team did not have a full season. So last year was more or less kind of a rebuilding year, starting more from scratch than anything. So they didn't win a ton of games.
So this year is going to be awesome, is
I
what
would
you're
think
saying.
That there's
well, this
more,
next 2012 season,
right,
is
something to build
be
on because the actual season doesn't start until March. So we're talking about
March
tryouts.
24th,
right? And then they work out throughout the fall and winter, and then the actual season starts in the spring and March. But
well, for tryouts though, if you're interested, anyone listening that is maybe going to be finishing high school, or you already have, or you are already at Henry Ford or community college, the tryouts are going on from 3:30 to 5:30, August 31st to September 2nd at Fortson High School.
Okay.
It's not here. You have to go to Fortson Baseball Stadium. It's located on Maple Road in Dearborn.
Right, off of Ford Road near
big, giant, beautiful
Schaefer,
school.
Right?
I mean, everybody knows where Fortson is,
sure.
I think. And you must... attend the mandatory meeting on Tuesday, August 23rd, here at the Barry Auditorium.
Cool.
So
that's a Tuesday,
that's
right?
Tuesday, okay. August 23rd. You have to be mandatory meeting if you want to go to tryouts.
2 weeks from today, put it on your calendar.
Yes.
Come on in.
And that's our baseball team.
All right. But we also have tryouts for basketball as well.
Yes.
Isn't that on that same?
No, that's a different sheet.
Oh, there's a method to your... Yeah. She's looking at me like, just hold on, mister.
Hold your horses.
I will get to it.
I got
to
order operations here.
I guess.
If anybody, we should do our show sometime, like webcasted, so people can see. Like the, what I do, what I do,
what you do. Okay, yeah, that would be fair, but no,
yeah, it would be great.
Let's not do that.
Anyway, off to better things. Our basketball team is awesome,
really?
And you know this. Like we've done a lot of coverage on Campus Connection on our basketball team.
It just blows me away that they're as good as they are. First junior college basketball team to go to a lot of people are aware of a tournament for. For four-year schools, mm-hmm. They call it the dance, March Madness, whatever they play. 64 teams fight it out in March of each year for the college basketball playoffs for the championship. Junior college has something as well, a tournament as well. And Henry Ford Community College was the first junior college in the history of this tournament to get there without having the advantage of offering scholarships.
Isn't that awesome?
We don't offer scholarships. Now, whatever. You want to call that good, bad, whatever. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
And they didn't let that – that wasn't a hindrance to the wonderful people here at the college. The Amos Schur, the mm-hmm. coach of the basketball team, wonderful, wonderful man. And he has the kids playing at such a high level and such a – I mean, they're winning.
A lot.
They're winning the league, and then they're going on to the dance, as they call it, or to the tournament. And they, 2 years ago, were runner-up. Oh, boy, I got to get this right, because they go every year. And they've never won the whole thing, but they came in second. In other words, losing in the finals one year, and I believe that was 2 years ago. And the point is, it's a good team, it's competitive, but that shouldn't – I think people should still look at that and come out. The only way you're going to get better as a player is by playing against better people. So come on out, tryouts, mm-hmm. and they're coming up soon.
They are coming up soon, August 29th, that's Monday, and Tuesday, August 30th, from 5:30 to 7:30 here in the Memorial Gym on campus at Henry Ford Community College.
That's right in the back southwest corner.
Our basketball team is awesome. And no one
Do you know who the assistant – we talked about this before. The assistant coach to our basketball team is Terry Mills, who's a former professional basketball player.
Yeah, I remember. Okay, see, yeah.
And he won a championship.
I don't have a basketball brain, but we did that show. That's why you're here, exactly. Yeah. We did that show back last fall about when – was it last fall when Terry Mills joined in the
– He did, yep. I covered it in the newspaper, and then we talked about it on the show. Mm-hmm. And, of course, since then we have a new athletic director. Her name is Rochelle Taylor.
We had her on the show.
And we did have her on one of our shows, and I'd love to have her back as well.
She's very – she was full of talent.
She was a talented athlete as well as a great athletic director.
From Texas, correct? Didn't she come from
– I believe you're right.
I think Texas or Tennessee. It was a TV
I think it's Texas.
State. I think it was
I believe
Texas.
So. And she was – that's where she played. And then I think she taught maybe in Tennessee.
Maybe.
Or was an athletic director. Well, the point is, we'll get her information right.
She's here.
She's here.
That's what matters is that she's here at Henry Ford, and we have her, and she's awesome.
She is. And so the programs here are just as good as they were, are going to continue to get better. And I believe that they're also – they have tryouts for softball as well.
Well, they have women's basketball.
Oh.
There's men's basketball, which is our wonderful secret great team.
Right, right.
And there's women's basketball. And tryouts for women's basketball is Wednesday, September 28th from 7 to 9. And that's also at the Memorial Gym here on campus.
Okay.
And I'm not sure, but I'm thinking that Rochelle Taylor is probably a big part of the women's basketball tryouts.
Well, she's...
I know I have a number that you can contact her at if you're interested
in
knowing more about these tryouts. It's 313-317-4138, and that is Rochelle Taylor. She is our athletic director here at Henry Ford.
Yep. And we will hopefully have her on within the next two shows.
Maybe after all these tryouts are going on
call.
And see what the teams...
Kind of give a preview that way.
Yes.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Taylor, if you're listening...
We'd be expecting a call from the ambassadors.
I guess that would be an official invite, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
On the air. We can't really take that back.
Right.
We're a podcast. Cool. Good. So we have sports. I know we're winding down here. We're going to have company shortly.
We're having company really soon.
What's the next?
Isn't it exciting?
This is
cool. This is coming up really soon. Thursday, August 11th. Why did I no? Thursday, August 11th is
two days from
Thursday.
Now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it was so important.
That is very important to do this. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Andiamo Restaurant in Dearborn is hosting HFCC's Big Band Night. And Rick Goward, who is amazing director here for the Big Band at Henry Ford Community College, is going to be having his musical ensemble of wonderfulness at the Andiamo.
Is that your term or his?
No, that's I'm not reading that. Oh, I made that up.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to be at Andiamo Restaurant this Thursday from 7 to 9, and it's an opening concert at the Labor Day Weekend Detroit. Oh, wait. Yeah, this event serves as an opening concert at the Labor Day Weekend Detroit International Jazz Festival. I didn't realize that the Jazz Festival was going on Labor Day.
Okay. You didn't read that?
No.
You did, though.
I did, but I didn't realize.
It just didn't click?
No.
All right.
All right.
Do you want to start?
Have you ever gone to the Jazz Festival in Detroit?
No,
it's a really good time.
I know, and everybody keeps talking about it. Well, most of the stuff that I'm not a mammothly huge country music fan, but I have a great time at the Hoedown every year. You know what I mean?
No, see, I don't go to the Hoedown.
No, my gosh, it's so much fun.
I'm more Jazz Fest kind of deal.
I get it. And I normally, I mean, you know me.
Yeah.
So would I.
I can't see you at a Hoedown, Dennis.
Oh my gosh.
I have fun at the Detroit Hoedown.
But I have fun at the Electronic Festival. I mean, I have fun at these things that are going on down there are just amazing.
Have fun anywhere. Yeah. That's a good.
Concert of Colors, we had a great time, did we not?
Yeah, great time. Yeah. Definitely. So, well, then we need to go to Jazz Fest. Check that out. And Henry Ford Community College's Big Band, they are going to be performing there.
Mm-hmm.
They've done 27 appearances there. Did you realize that?
No.
27 appearances at the Detroit Jazz Festival.
But every time we talk about these things, you throw numbers at me that are whatever band or this, you know, there's all kinds of amazing things that they've done. We had bands that have performed globally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
this is one of them.
Yeah.
This is the big band that we have has gone all over the... They've been to like the Switzerland Jazz Festival. They've been to Switzerland, really?
I think it always comes back to. Okay.
This is the same band that has played at the U.S. presidential inauguration.
But from where? They're from Henry Ford Community.
Our big band from Henry Ford Community College in little old Dearborn, Michigan.
And it blows me away. That's the part of it.
And what's amazing, Rick Goward is their director, and he has been here for a long time, and he is an amazing. He's an asset to the school.
Yeah, cool
and
guy,
he's,
too.
He's a really cool guy. He's taught the history of rock and roll class. He teaches a number of classes here.
Right.
But I know he teaches the history of rock and roll. That's kind of cool.
So he's also going to be, should I write him down? Slate him as a guest?
Yeah. Well, you know what? We should do that.
Okay.
He's gave us, we've gotten, Dennis and I get like perks and stuff for doing this show. Yeah, we've gotten some tickets to go to like some musical events.
Oh, considered media,
here.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, Dewey gets perks.
No, I'm like, well, Lindsay might, you know. Yeah.
I always share with you.
Yeah, she's like, I got two tickets and so wants to go.
Anyway, if you want to make reservations for the Andiamo Big Band Night that's going on this Thursday, you can call 359-3300. And you can receive guaranteed seating because it will be busy. It will be. I'm pretty sure of that. Confident that it will be busy. So you should probably call and make a reservation. It says here to call 5 days in advance for dining reservations. So if you plan on eating and listening to music, you should call like now.
Can I ask you something? Now we've done events at Andiamo as well for the WHFR. Have you gone?
Yeah. Abby loves their pasta. They do the all-you-can-eat pasta thing. Abby will throw down on her... Alfredo.
And I'm wondering if is that the case here? It doesn't specify.
No, it doesn't specify, and I don't know that it is. I couldn't say that.
That was something that was for, because I know that they do that on Sundays for their regular guests, and so obviously.
They do a pasta night. It's like $10 all-you-can-eat pasta thing.
Okay.
And then that's not Thursday night, I don't believe. That's like if you want to have dining reservations and sit and eat, then.
Now, I've not been, I sound naive, but isn't there a big banquet room?
There is a banquet room. And right when you walk in, there's a U-shaped bar, kind of.
Okay.
And
as soon as you go in, straight. There's the host stand.
And then I have been that far.
You know?
There is a beautiful patio.
Before they kicked me out.
There's a patio that is beautiful. I'm not sure where HFCC's big band is going to be set up.
Okay.
But I'm picturing maybe somewhere near a patio, get yourself maybe a little cold beverage and watch the show and listen to the music and mingle and talk. But if you plan on eating and you need to have a seat at a table, then call and make your reservations for dining.
Because that's where they'll be limited.
Yeah. Look. Remember to request the outside patio area for seating.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah, because it's great.
Is that what it says?
No, because I say that. But it does say, remember to request outside patio area for seating. So,
am I to understand that everything, that will be the band that's there for the entire night?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yes, definitely. So HFCC's big band is going to be there from 7 to 9.
From 7 to 9.
7 to 9. Give you a little taste of what's going to be at the Detroit Jazz Festival, because we will be there once again, because our band is awesome.
And you are definitely going to the Jazz Festival?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It's Labor Day weekend.
I will be in town. I would love to go.
All right,
I would love to go, but I've never been, and I would love to go with somebody that has been there.
And I'm sure there'll be some of our WHFR jazz guys there.
Yeah.
Terrence and maybe a couple other guys. I'm sure.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll go with them then.
Because
that's what it sounds like. You're like, well, yeah, there'll be other people.
No, there. I'm thinking we can do like a whole big. We could all wear WHFR shirts and walk around.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Can I?
Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
No, yeah. I wanted to go on to the sustainability. Because I know they're going to walk in here any second, and we're going to go to a non-commercial break. So I just want to make sure that, is that cool if I go to this?
Totally. All right. Yeah, all Dennis.
Right. it kind of got me, it was pretty cool because we're, as you know, on Friday, we broadcasted live from Dearborn Homecoming.
Which was a success once again. Dearborn Homecoming was great.
And as well as I think WHFR's presence there was a success.
I mean,
it's so fun, you know, and I think about it and I go, wow, gosh, it's so much work setting up and it really isn't because everybody works together, but you get that. You're thinking, oh, it's going to be hot out and everything. And then once I get there every year, it's like, this is so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I got to work with Jay the whole time. I love that. I mean, it was Friday. So we did the new WHFR Journal live, broadcasted live from, who's he here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We have one. Two. Okay. Wait, no, just Alex and.
Okay. But anyway, we had an opportunity to broadcast from Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely awesome time. And somebody that came by was Marianne Beyer, who's a big part of the Dearborn Sustainability Coalition. And we talked about a lot of different things that are going on, and they actually had a presence there as well. A lot of it is for education purposes. But I wanted to say that August 25th coming up, is the next, you've heard me talk about the roundtables, right? The panels where we have the sustainability coordinator from the city of Dearborn is there. Different speakers, people that are doing different things, and it's all about impact. We had Lourdes Lore there, who's a nutrition expert from our school, mm-hmm. professor from the school. We've done a lot of cool things. I went with Jay, and I know he knows a lot of this stuff, but he said he even took us a little bit away from it. You know, he learned something, even as much knowledge as he has about this topic of sustainability. For me, every time I go, it's like this new learning experience, right? August 25th at the the U of MD Student Environmental Association will be hosting a talk on native landscaping at the Environmental Interpretive Center. It starts at 6 p.m. That's August 25th at 6 p.m. You go to U of MD and you go to the very back. There's the Interpretive Center.
I was just going to ask where this is.
So cool. Okay. And it's right on the edge of the forest there.
Up there the on woods. The hill, kind of like where the gardens and stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Beyond that.
Okay.
Even further. If you take that path, continue on past the gardens, there it is right there.
Cool.
It stands alone. It's behind the furthest parking structure. I went there before and they do the rain gardens. The gardens are planted specifically very, very, very deep roots on these plants. Certain plants are specifically chosen for this, and the location is chosen because the water, the rainwater, will naturally go through there and it filters it. Hmm. So by the time the water gets to the actual sewage system, it's already been filtered of a lot of impurities, and it's far less water because that water went to feeding the garden. Just cool stuff I learned. It really is neat. If you get an opportunity, it's at 6 o'clock, the 25th, please. It's free. You go out there, U of MD.
And it's free.
It's totally free. And you can get this kind of education for free just by showing up. It was a really good experience. The 25th of August, that's 6 p.m. I will definitely be there. You can check out, you can contact them at dearbornsustainability@gmail.com. That's Dearborn Sustainability, all one word, all small letters, no spaces, @gmail.com. Or where else can you go? And I know they're on Facebook, facebook.com/Dearborn Sustainability. That would be a great way because they have all the upcoming events going on there. So go there. Marianne Beyer, she'll be there as well. She's fantastic. I think we're going to go. Lindsay's getting ready here. We're going to do a non-commercial break and come back with some people.
I think we're going to come back with some people.
I am geeked. Cool. Yeah. All right. Sound we'll be good? Back. Please stay tuned.
All right.
Passionate about saving our planet, you should check out HFCC. The Associate's Degree in Environmental Studies at Henry Ford Community College helps prepare you for a meaningful lifetime career dealing with major environmental challenges facing society. The program emphasizes environmental problem solving at the local, regional, and international levels. Students completing this program can transfer to bachelor's programs concentrating in land resources, nature studies, resource and policy management, or urban service. For more information, please visit hfcc.edu. That's hfcc.edu.
There's a new day and time to play in the waves. Every Sunday, tune in at 11 a.m. and play in the waves with Lindsay.
That's right. Playing in the Waves is moving to Sundays. From 11 to 1, you can tune in and have some family-friendly, folkabilly, funky fun with me on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves.
Play with me, run with me, have a little fun with me.
It is so easy to give back.
I don't have a lot of money to help people, but I do have something. I have time.
You can give any skill you have.
Just imagine how strong a society we could be.
This is Barack Obama. Every one of us has a role to play in making our communities and our country stronger. Discover yours. Help us continue to make a difference in the life of our nation. Go to serve.gov and find the opportunity that works for you. And this message is brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
What in the... Get that tire off my good rug.
But it's part of my plan to save us money.
That tire is not going to be our coffee table.
Sweetie, this is to remind us that properly inflated tires could save us more money at the pump than a week's worth of gas.
You're getting tire tracks on my love seat.
To remind us that we love saving gas with properly inflated tires.
Discover smarter ways to save hundreds of dollars on gas and help the environment, too, at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
The performing arts are an important facet of life. There is no substitute for the relationship between audience and performer. Your contributions to the Henry Ford Community College Theater Program enable students and faculty to continue promoting HFCC's artistic standards. By becoming a member of the Friends of HFCC Theater, you are allowing the theater program to prosper through establishing a scholarship fund, improving costume and scene shop facilities, and enabling the continuation of musical theater productions. For more information on becoming a friend of HFCC Theater, call 313-845-6478.
That is Put Me on the Radio. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Anthony.
For doing our wonderful theme music.
Yeah, 2 years now we've been using that. They wrote it.
Dearborn local guys.
They are. I saw Mitch a couple days ago. I know he was at homecoming.
How's he doing?
He's doing very well.
Yeah,
going to school here in the fall. Great nice. Kid. Yeah, thank you, Mitch and Anthony. The theme song to
the HFCC Campus Connection.
Yeah, but
that's
also,
what you are currently listening to on WHFR.FM.
What show? And then it's also called Put Me on the Radio. Because
that song is called Put Me on the Radio.
Yeah, not
our show.
Wow. Take a little break. I guess I took too long.
You took a quick little sleeper.
This is HFCC's Campus Connection. Lindsay and Dennis, and we are joined in studio. We are live from the beautiful campus of Henry Ford Community College in Dearborn, Michigan. And we have in studio Laith Salim and Mikhail Turner, two actors for the upcoming show Vital Signs, put on by the theater department here at HFCC. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hello, Dennis. Hello, Lindsay. Nice to
Hi, guys.
Be here.
Now, Mikhail, you're an old hat. And actually, Mikhail was one of the directors for the recent one-act play festival that we had at the college, along with four other actors, including my wife, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Mikhail, this is your second time here. How did it go? How was your directing debut?
The second experience, it was really fun. Well,
it wasn't your debut. You're right. This was the second play that
you. Yeah, this was my second one. It was a different experience, I'm sure, as with all directing experiences, is I actually had a lot of time with my actors because they weren't really in other plays this time. Now, last time when I actually directed, I had 9 actors, including some of the roles had to be filled with directors themselves.
Mm-hmm. So that would have been a year ago.
Yes, 1 year ago.
And that was a spot of lunch.
A spot of lunch.
Yeah, actually, and it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderfully done. And from the audience standpoint, we had no idea that. And it was just really well done.
Oh, thank
this
you.
Time around, though, I talked about the inherent challenge. You went from a comedy to a drama.
And gosh, was it a drama. It was nice.
Oh, that Lindsay
I was at
there.
The one-act play. It was beautiful.
She was that thank heckler you. That everybody was like, gosh, I wish she'd leave.
Oh, jeez. No, I walked in with, like, all my CDs. I came straight from my radio show, and you held the curtains. It was great.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, yeah. It was cool.
She believes that, so let's go with that. Okay, guys. Yeah, we held the curtains for you, Lindsay. Thanks for being there on time. And Laith, you were an actor in and the lead in
Faculty Meeting and The Actor's Nightmare.
And
Faculty Meeting was hilarious.
You were brilliant.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
Did you have fun?
I had a blast doing it, as always. I always love working with new people and new directors, and you always gain something new from working with.
I think that's important. And that's a good attitude too. I have to say, because I was the stage manager for Faculty Meeting. I got to see a lot of you, and I got to see parts while you are rehearsing for Actor's Nightmare. But the final product that I got to watch without any interference, you were amazing.
You are very, very good.
I saw it many, many times, and it still made me laugh, especially when you're out there by yourself. And I don't know how you did it, and I don't care. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, magic. It's magic.
It's all, fairy dust, unicorns. Vital Signs, the little bit of research I did, I learned that this was intended for a cast of only females with the option of adding males.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mary Bremer is the director.
Yes.
And she, how many males are in this current production?
Currently there are Mikhail, myself, Robert, and Jake.
So four.
So that's four.
And Christian.
And Christian, yes. I'm sorry.
And the total cast is how many people?
That's a really good question. Yeah, that's a good question. There's about 13 people.
So
around 13 people.
13, 14.
Okay, less than half are males. Why do you have any idea why it was important for Mary Bremer to include the males in it? Was it because I have no idea. So everything I read was this was intended for females.
Of course, every director has their own vision, and I guess this is just what she saw as her vision, her own vision of what the play would be like if men were integrated into the production.
Okay,
so the men are actually playing roles as men.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm picturing that you were maybe playing female.
Oh, no,
roles.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. And you know what? And it's interesting that that was my first thing. Are they going to play?
Well, in the script, they have all the way in the back of the book some monologues that are, you know, you could either use them or you don't have to necessarily use them.
Mm-hmm.
So she chose to use them, and most of them are men.
That's awesome.
Interesting.
Okay, and that's where the option comes. I get it. You said monologues, and I think most people know, but just for a clarification, can you tell us, Mikhail, what is a monologue and why is that so important in this?
Well, a monologue is just one person speaking. It could be for a long period of time, for a short period of time, and it usually contains important information. And why it's so important in this show is because that's what the show is about. It's about incorporating different monologues together with different experiences, different attitudes in life, and that's what it's about.
How would you what would you say if you could define the theme in a sentence or two? Is there what's the theme of the entire play?
Life is just a bowl of cherries.
really?
That's one of our singles. Yes.
Yeah. Just as Mary Bremer always says, just live and laugh at it all. It's, you know, there are some hard times, there's some good times. You laugh, you cry. It's just, you just.
Cause so life is just a bowl of cherries. Is that like supposed to be?
Well, that's the old cliche.
Yeah.
The joke was, if life is a bowl of cherries, this must be the pits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And okay. I think that you can look at it a lot of different ways. And it sounds like I don't want to ruin it, but I want to know if there's a happy outcome.
Though is definitely adult content, right?
Oh,
it's
yes,
not family friendly at all. Okay.
No.
Yes. Okay. Laith, what's your role? What is the name of your character? And
well, my character doesn't have a name necessarily.
Oh, it's, you got that one.
The no name.
Yes.
But the name of my monologue is Hams, and I can't really go into detail about what it is because then it'll just ruin the entire... I think every single person actually can't really go into detail about their monologues. Because essentially what the play is about is the life experiences, everybody's individual life experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you really talk about what the monologue is supposed to be about, then you kind of ruin it for everyone.
Well, okay. But I'm not going to go and see it, so could you guys perform?
No, I'm totally. It's not going to happen.
We won't tell anyone, really.
Nobody
can tell us.
Of course,
come
I'm going
to.
I definitely.
On the 18th, and you will enjoy it, I'm sure.
I definitely will. Yeah, it is. And you have that information, too. We'll get to contact info.
There's seven different performances?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That
that's
is
a
awesome.
Lot, because there's plenty. I shouldn't miss this. Then for
no,
sure.
No, we'll look at
seven opportunities to see it. That's great.
But tell us about your character. I mean, I know you can't tell too much, but
well, it's
a little bit quirky, right?
Yeah, I'm just a drag queen getting ready for a show.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool.
And of course I tell my story of how I got there to that point, and yeah, that's pretty much. I don't want to spoil.
No, I understand, and I don't want you to. Was there ever any opportunity for you to? Because I know, having done the one act plays and being a part of that experience, I know that and being a writer myself, these scripts are sacred.
Mm-hmm.
They are. You don't change words. You don't, because that can change everything. And I get that. The author, I mean, that's explicitly stated. You do not change this. Stage direction is another story. But do you have an opportunity with this to put, if maybe, I don't know, I want to say write your own monologue, but you can't. Do you have a chance to put something in there creatively beyond the acting?
Well, whenever you're given a monologue or when you're given a script, you always look at it in your own way, you know.
Like an interpretation?
There's always different ways of interpreting the script. If you watch movies, there's always three or four different versions of Romeo and Juliet or Hamlet, and
mm-hmm.
each one is done differently based on the actor's inspiration and the director's inspiration and what they go by. And that's exactly what you do as an actor. I think that's what your job is as an actor, to interpret the words, to give meaning to them. Life.
While you're working with not only the director but the ensemble, with everybody else. Because you both said the same thing, how each individual monologue is integrated into a bigger picture, like a bigger
mm-hmm.
story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that each one advances that story more and more.
Well, there's not like a specific story.
Not linear anyway, right?
They're completely random. I mean,
they're not random per se, but more of the best way to put it is, we've said this before, life experiences. So everybody's individual monologue has their own story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the wonderful thing about this play is that everybody from all walks of life, when they come and see the play, they have something to hear, something new.
They can relate to,
too. They could relate to, that they could connect to.
Very well said. Does this production pretty much have a variety then, as far as drama, comedy? Like,
oh,
it's
yes.
got a bit of everything mm-hmm. in it.
I wanted to ask that.
Well,
so do you guys have variety?
Well, no, actually, this is, no. Yeah, we do.
Is it only monologues though? Do you interact with each other at all?
No,
not necessarily.
These are all strictly monologues,
and they're tailored. They will seem like they interact because of how they are.
Very much so.
Yes.
That's really interesting.
Doesn't this have your curiosity?
It does.
A little?
It does. Sometimes, though, I'm going to be completely honest right now. A monologue at times can seem a bit bland.
Long-winded.
Like boring. Yeah,
long-winded.
Just kind of like, you know, when's it going to
It's all in the way that the actor delivers it, I think. It could be the most interesting. For the one X, for example, I was given a very, very long monologue, if you guys could recall,
mm-hmm.
in The Actor's Nightmare, where I was alone on the stage and I
actually,
was just so
confused. And it was really good, though.
You were brilliant.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
I was not bored with
Thank
that at
you
all.
Thank you very much. But as an actor.
Well, she had a Rubik's Cube.
Oh,
shit.
As an actor, when I was given that, all that went through my mind is, God, this is long-winded. I've told you, Dennis, that this is long-winded, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it. And everyone's just going to kind of keep looking back at their watches, thinking, when is this guy going to get off? But I worked really hard on making an effort to the way you say it, the way you deliver it.
You did a wonderful job, though, because that it is the actor. It really is. When you're doing a monologue, it is the actor. So
the way it's delivered.
I'm curious to see then how this works out.
That was a great question. So some of the monologues are funny. Some are very serious.
Yes.
And some of them are the funny and serious.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it from the standpoint of 13, 14 people. Mm-hmm. Nobody talking to each other, and somehow there will be something there that I'm this is kind of neat. Mm-hmm. From a writing standpoint, I can't really imagine how to do that. I'm trying to think.
It's life experiences, though, but are they intertwined? Does one relate to the other?
They're not necessarily intertwined. They're not in the script. They're not. Nobody knows each other. If that's what you're asking, nobody knows each other. We're all kind of. The theme is 1940s, kind of ballroom, and we're all just guests there, and we're all kind of there alone, you know. And we all. It's kind of like if you could imagine a blackout, and then everybody has a spotlight on them once they're up. So everybody kind of speaks. The truth of their life, or talks about why they're there.
All in the same setting, though. Uh-huh, so in a way, it is kind of like it's these 13, 14 lives all in the same place.
Right.
So
yeah.
In
same a way, place, they have that in common.
So that is a common, because it would be really, it would throw you off a bit as a viewer to be watching and be like, well, where are they now? Or who is that person? And so being all in the same place is interesting.
I'll get back to that in just a second, and I definitely want to give contact info and dates and times and money and all that stuff, but. We were talking, people are right now getting ready. If they haven't already enrolled for fall term, they're getting ready to. They should have by now, but obviously there's still time. Are you both doing theater as your major?
Yes. I'm doing theater as my major.
What would you tell people? Because I know that Jennifer and I kind of came into the program a little bit late and met you guys. And obviously we were welcomed right in. That was just amazing, just how you made us feel. What would you tell people that are interested in this program? Because I really think that we want to get on that topic. Because I look at theater is so, unless it's a school known for theater, it can be kind of forgotten, you know? And we do want people to come out and want them to experience this wonderful opportunity here at this college. Do what you love. What do you mean by that? And I think...
I mean that it's all too often in this society people are being told what to do based on what's socially acceptable, based on what their parents want them to be, and it's very sad to hear that, actually, because I know a lot of people who are very, very talented, but they resist acting on that talent, on that passion, because they know that if they do, they're going to be looked on as weird or socially
or making a bad decision, because there's not a lot of money sometimes.
That's also a big question.
Reality is that you don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, theater doesn't pay really well for the most part. I'm sure there's other opportunities, and you don't necessarily. I mean, let's face it. Right now, the big focus in Michigan up until recently was film, and I know both of you have done a little bit of film.
Yes. I've done a couple.
I haven't done any film. Well, I've just done a screen reading.
Okay, right, a staged reading. But you, your background in theater, though, includes musicals and dance and a lot of, I mean, you're very well-rounded in this.
Is he a great dancer?
Yeah, really? Do you get a chance to do any of that in show any of that in Vital Signs?
Well, in a different kind of way, we'll say.
Yeah. Okay, all right. You know what? And for radio, I'm going to leave it at that.
Marilyn Monroe-esque.
Well, speaking of dance and musical, isn't the Henry Ford Theater doing a production of Grease soon?
Grease
coming up?
That's in the winter semester.
That's
winter
way in the winter? Okay, I just thought I heard something through the grapevine about that.
You did, thank you. That was amazing that you reminded me. We definitely want, we do this show, this particular show, once a month, HFC's Campus Connection. This is HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis, and we're joined in studio, Laith Salim and Mikhail Turner, two actors from the upcoming HFCC production, theater department production of Vital Signs.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, no, I forgot my question.
Grease, we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, Sleeping Beauty. What are the auditions? Do you know? I know it's August 30th is one of them.
30th?
And the 31st.
Yeah.
Just please get a hold of Chris Bremer. Is he not directing?
Christopher Bremer is directing the play.
And he's available. He's here at the college. He teaches here, mm-hmm. as well as he'll be the director for Sleeping Beauty. The theater department, Lindsay has that contact info. If you're interested in auditioning for anything that's going on here, you can find out from this number. And that's why I was encouraging people and asked you about that, because I know that you've had personal experience mm-hmm. with being not conflicted, but theater, acting, these things, the creative fields aren't always the most logical to people that aren't. That don't have that passion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Somebody might be looking at you going, whatever, but get a real job or whatever. Yes.
Yeah, but you have to think about it, though. Like, it's those people who also spend their money going to the movie theaters to watch movies. They really do care.
It's kind of ironic, isn't it?
They just don't want to be a part of it. Like,
mm-hmm. Sometimes I sit around thinking what's not art, you know, what's not created by artists. Mm-hmm. Almost everything is.
You know what? Back in the day, that's all they had. People, like...
performance art. Yep.
Yeah, they would just, back in the Shakespearean times, even that was pretty much the main entertainment theater, mm-hmm. just going to see it.
But even then, I don't think actors were looked on. I mean,
actors were rodents.
Were they?
They were thrown on the street. They traveled in groups and they ate
that was
dirt.
More for safety.
Right.
So your point is that it's, if you have this dream, and both of you obviously have a passion for this, is just keep moving forward.
Don't give up.
Yeah. And the things that we offer here at Henry Ford, I witnessed and experienced firsthand that this is a heck of a program.
Oh, it is a heck of a program. I've gone to many theater productions here, and once again, Henry Ford Community College just comes out on top with amazing, amazing people with lots of talent. And well, you guys do a wonderful job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Lindsay. I just want to say that I came in to HFCC having never done anything with theater or film even.
Really?
Never done anything with acting.
I find that really surprising after seeing you at the one-act plays.
My first play was Romeo and Juliet.
Wow.
Last fall?
Winter.
Last winter. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was my first experience. It was scary, and I had the time of my life.
You fell in love with it. And I can tell, seeing you on stage, that this is your passion, for sure.
Yes.
You looked really scared.
Thank you.
An actor's nightmare.
You're welcome. That was the point. I was scared. But do what you love. To everyone out there who's listening, if you're whatever it is, if you want to be a plumber, be a plumber. If you want to be a rocket scientist, be that. If you want to be an actor, come to HFCC. It's a great place to start.
Exactly. If you're interested in the theater department and want to know more about it, you can call 313-845-9817. And you can also call that number for reservations to see Vital Signs coming up on August 18th is the first show, right? And that's a Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. It's going to be going on August 18th, 19th, the 20th, and then again the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, the 28th. That's seven performances.
That's amazing.
And it's and also Sunday at 2. So Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 2. And this is adult content. Yep. There's not family friendly. And students, faculty, and staff, it's only $10.
I know.
And then adults, if you're not a student, $12. Two extra bucks for not being a student. I mean,
but
really.
But that number is that number also, it was funny because we were talking and Chris Bremer actually just walked by. is that number, is that the same number people can use to find out more information about the auditions? I believe isn't that a general?
This is for reservations, the 845. That's the only number I have.
Yeah, that should be only for reservations. If you want to talk to anyone about auditions,
right.
Either go to the director himself, which is Christopher Bremer.
But he's not on campus, so I was thinking, go ahead.
Or who is always on campus is Jerry Dublinsky.
Always.
I believe this is his number, actually. This is his number to his...
to his office? Okay.
To his office.
It's 313-845-9817.
Okay. And then
you can also make reservations to see Vital Signs and find out about tryouts, auditions, and
I wanna ask about
the theater department.
Seating, because the one act we had a specific seating on the apron. Is that similar?
It's also on the apron.
Yes.
And I ask that because that decreases the number of seats drastically. I think we look at what is it, 60?
Around 99, 98.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. So that makes the calling for reservations that much more important, mm-hmm. you know? But with seven shows, I like to think that it's a spur of the moment thing where I can go, you know what? I'm not doing anything. Let's go check it out. How long is it?
I would do that.
That's what you do.
Yeah, don't rule that out.
I don't even know where you're going to be.
Last night, it was like, an hour and 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It was around an hour 30, 45 minutes, yeah.
145. That's way, boy, I'll tell you what, I didn't expect the one-act productions to go on. That was, I mean, it was a great evening of entertainment.
It was a great evening. Like I said, I didn't look at my watch at all, but I was there really late.
Yeah, it was like a two-and-a-half-hour
over. You get lost. Yeah, you get lost in the entertainment.
Yeah.
Well, and then I think that's the point, isn't it?
Yes, that is the point.
Do you think that, what do you think people in general will take away from Vital Signs? Is it a learning experience, do you think, or do you think it's...
Oh, there's many learning experiences that from this show.
Right.
These monologues. There's not one thing that you could just take. You can take many different things, and you can learn different things about people's lives and different types of people and such.
I look at plays and I want to learn something new from everything, but I want to be entertained, and so hopefully there's a combination, right? Mm-hmm. We're joined. This is Laith Salim and Mikhail Turner. They're two of the actors in the upcoming production of Vital Signs. Thank you so much for joining us,
gentlemen.
Thank you
for having us.
Thanks a lot for coming.
Appreciate it.
Lindsay and I are we wrapping this? We got to go.
We got to go.
And I don't think
it's about that time.
We're gonna,
if anybody's interested in coming to see Vital Signs, which you should be, definitely checking it out. August 18th is the first show. August 18th, 19th, the 20th, again, the 25th, the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th. These are Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 2. Students, faculty, and staff, $10. Adults, $12. And reservations, call 313-845-9817. I highly recommend our theater department here at Henry Ford Community College.
We're going to be back at some point in September, Lindsay and I. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll celebrate some anniversary and we'll have a big band.
That's right.
The guy that plays the cymbal between his knees. I promise you that.
Yeah.
It may even be me. Guys, thank you for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
All right, Lindsay.
All right. Next time.
You bet.
Have a
good
fun.
Month.
Yeah.
HFCC's bookkeeping certificate is designed to prepare students to work as a bookkeeper in any small to medium-sized business. Students are trained to use a double-entry accounting system to perform basic accounting functions and to use computerized accounting software. Courses in business math applications, written business communication, and office protocol are also part of the program. For more information on HFCC's Certificate of Achievement in Bookkeeping, contact instructor Charles Lacey at 313-845-9657. That's instructor Charles Lacey at 313-845-9657.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Considering a career in education? The Associate in Arts degree in pre-elementary education requires 60 credit hours of coursework, all of which can be transferred to most four-year teacher preparation programs without loss of credit. Pre-elementary education program graduates may seek employment in child development centers. For those wishing to teach in K-8 schools, completion of a four-year teacher preparation program with